Welcome to Showbiz Atlanta. I'm your host, Dana Barrett. And today, my guest is a guy who has been on all sides of this crazy business. Ken Feinberg is a producer, director, writer, actor, and also the owner of Creative Studios of Atlanta, which is both a casting company and a training facility for professional actors. So welcome to the show, Ken.
And voiceover artists, too.
And more than that, even
and
hosts.
More than that, absolutely hosts and teleprompter and all kinds of wonderful things. Adults, kids, casting, you name it, we do it.
Yeah.
In the industry.
You got a lot of square footage over there.
We do, and we're expanding.
Oh, yeah?
We're opening a satellite office up in Alpharetta.
So
we'll have a classroom up in Alpharetta for those people that don't want to come in town.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? Before we get too far into Creative Studios, I want to talk a little bit about your background and how you got into all of this. So let's start at the very beginning. You know, wee little Ken, did you...
Oh, man. You go back that far?
Yes. I want to go all the way back. So did you always know you wanted to be in this business?
Well, it's a very funny story. When I was 3 years old, I remember like it was yesterday. I was in nursery school.
Well, you're only like seven now.
I know,
so.
I know. It was only 4 years ago.
That's right.
I did the show in nursery school, and I was late the day they were giving out parts, and I was the horse.
Nice.
So I had to be the horse, and that was not fun. And I remember saying, I can do better than this.
At three.
And so, yeah, and from that moment on, you know, I was active in acting and theater and classes. As a kid growing up through elementary school, through junior high, through high school and college and beyond. So it's always something that's been inside me.
Now, did you grow up around here?
I did. I'm an Atlanta native. I'm one of the few around here.
I know. There's like four of you.
There is four of us.
It's kind of amazing.
Well, I left for a while. Then somebody else left, so made an opening for me to come back.
That was nice of them. So you did go to college for theater as well?
I went to the University of Georgia, and I was a filmmaking major up there.
Okay.
I minored in drama and art, but I was really interested in film at the time.
Okay.
And they don't have that major anymore. They got rid of it and opted for broadcast news.
Huh.
But when I was there, it was great because we had television production and audio and radio and film production, and we shot on real film, and it was really, really cool.
So at that point, you already knew you were interested in more than just on-camera work or on-stage work. You wanted to be behind the scenes.
Yeah, I guess I was a little ahead of the curve because – I ended up acting in everybody's films and, you know, making my own films and writing stuff. And people always looked at me, oh, Ken, you write the script. You're really good at that. I'm like, okay, I'll write the script. You know, I was like, well, okay, whatever.
Yeah, sure, I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's better than doing chemistry, I'll tell you that.
I will drink to that. If we had cocktails right now, I would be drinking. Anything is better than chemistry, if you ask me. But so let's talk about the fun stuff, because then you left college and you went to, did you go directly to California? Did you go to New York? Tell me about that.
I had a few detours before I got to California.
Okay.
The first detour was Italy. I went on studies abroad.
That's program. A big detour.
Yeah, that's a nice detour. I went on a studies abroad program to Tuscany. It was really, really a great way to finish college. And then the detour took me to Orlando, Florida, where they're opening all the studios down there. And acted in a lot of theater and film and stuff down there. And then the detour took me to New York and then L.A. and then Atlanta, then back to L.A. and then back to Atlanta.
Now, you know I'm going to make you talk about some of your TV and film credits, because you, as an actor, before we get into the producing and director, because you have some fun stuff on your resume. So brag a little. Give me something good.
All right. one of the most popular things that I'm known for is being the Chaos Demon on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Of course, no one recognized my face. I guess you go on radio because you can't see it, but
that's
I had
right.
all that makeup and antlers and slime.
That's
and
right.
It was really, really fun. And I was on Star Trek and Buffy, I said, Alias and Charmed and The District and just a whole lot of great stuff.
The Chaos Demon has to be my favorite.
The Chaos Demon was fun, and I go to Dragon Con every year, and they all know me. And you know, they may not recognize my face. Well, they recognize my face now, but when I first started going to Dragon Con, as soon as they learned that I was a Chaos Demon, everybody knew who the Chaos Demon was.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch that show, you knew who the Chaos Demon was.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to actually go home and get on Facebook and tell my daughter that I just, you know, spent half an hour with
the Chaos Demon. Yeah.
Totally. So you were doing all that kind of stuff out in L.A. And then what happened next? This is like the timeline of Ken Feinberg.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We'll just go back in time and we'll stop around early 2000s when I was in L.A. At the height of my career acting and doing commercials and doing film and directing films that were festivals. And then it came to a point where I'll tell you a funny story. Okay, you want to hear a funny story?
Absolutely.
Because this was one of the moments that made me kind of go, I was in L.A. and I was named one of the 50 most beautiful Atlantans by Jezebel magazine.
Awesome.
And I was on I was doing a roll, and I went into audition. I went into Charmed. I'd been on the show before, but they brought me back, and they wanted me to read for a character called Demon Guard. And as I'm preparing, I look over and they're auditioning another role called Sexy Demon. And this demon has a kissing scene with Alyssa Milano. And so I said to the casting director, you know, I'd really like to, you know, give this sexy demon a shot. And she looked at me and she says, you're the demon guard. And I go, no, you understand, I was just one of the 15 most beautiful. I can do this. This is right up my alley. You are the demon guard. Okay.
No kissing Alyssa Milano for you.
No, no, no. Could have changed her life right there in one moment.
That's right.
But after that, it just sort of dawned on me that the kinds of roles I was going up for, you know, prison guards and dirty cops and things like that, just weren't fun for me anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd been there. I'd done that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't living in my heart at that point in time. My dream was always to go to Hollywood and be an actor. I'd done that, but my dream to, you know, have a kissing scene with Alyssa Milano or something along those lines just never happened the way I sort of envisioned it.
Yeah.
You know, I was never going to play Puck, you know, in Midsummer's Night's Dream, you know, being 6'4" with a shaved head.
Right.
So I had to reinvent myself because I felt like I had done what I could do. And I could still be there making a nice living playing these bad guys that choke people. But it just wasn't who I am as a person.
Now, this guy is like the biggest teddy bear you ever want to meet.
So I said, well, let me start directing and teaching. And so now I have students who are working all over the place.
Yeah.
I have a student who has his own TV series starting this month on ABC Family called Jane by Design.
Awesome.
An actor from Atlanta came to my studio and studied. And as soon as we finished class, he booked The Blind Side. And then he booked One Tree Hill, and then he booked Drop Dead Diva, and then he said, I'm going to go to L.A. Went to L.A., booked CSI, then he booked his pilot. Pilot got picked up, and now he's a series regular on the TV series. Like, that's the dream right there.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my other actors, he's 10 years old, I think. He's currently working, starring in a movie with Zach Galifianakis and Will Ferrell. 3 months on this movie, he's playing Zach Galifianakis' son.
Wow. So now you kind of get to live vicariously through some of these young actors.
Absolutely. A victory for them is a victory for me. I celebrate all the time as much as I can.
Yeah.
I have an actor. She's 55 years old. She'd never booked anything. And she had a dream. She came to my class, and 3 weeks into my class, she booked a part, a little bitty part, on Eastbound and Down on HBO with Will Ferrell. And she was just over the moon. And she came into class and said, now this is what you have to prepare for in class. You get ready to improv. You got to do this. You got to have your character. Know this. Be prepared. You know, just walked her through everything. And she called me up from set. She says, I am so glad that you prepared me for that. Because she was so good, they ended up writing her into more scenes and more episodes while she was there. And I'll tell you a real funny story if you got time.
Sure.
She called me from set. She says, oh, my God, Ken, I had this scene I was supposed to do. I'm playing Will Ferrell's mammy in this scene. And all I'm supposed to do is walk in with the dumplings and say, here's mammy's famous dumplings. And she walked in, and I told her, you got to know your character, and you got to ready to improv at a moment's notice. There was a guy sitting at the table. He had no lines in the script. As she's walking in, he goes, did I ever tell you guys about the time mammy and I got together out in the woodshed? And she, without missing a beat, looks at him and says, don't be telling lies. And then she sets the dumplings down, says her line, and Will Ferrell at the end of the table says his line. And he looks right at her and he says, F you, mammy. And she says, Ken, Lord, if you hadn't told me I could improv, I don't know what I would have done. But when he said that and I knew my character, I just looked him in the eye and said, don't make me come across this table and roke your okra. And Will Ferrell lost it. He started laughing. He broke character. He's like, okay, we got a live one here. We can play. And they added her into scenes, and they said, you just do whatever you want to do. You
That's
know?
Awesome.
And since then, she booked the Disney movie that's shot in town, and she just did the Nathan Lane pilot that shot here in town. And this is a lady who never had any acting experience, whatever, just had a dream.
Yeah. So that's a large part of what's going on over there at Creative Studios.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I, you know, for me, it's about teaching people how to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in acting classes where they try to keep you there for years on end so they can stay in business.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, I wanted to give you the tools so you can go out and do it.
Yeah. Well, then that just brings more students to you, hopefully, because they know it works.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. That is the goal. But you have, I mean, obviously, if you're expanding, it's going well.
Yes. And we've gotten a lot of requests from the North Side people saying we'd love to take your classes, but, you know, we don't want to drive down to Midtown Atlantic Station after school or on the weekends or at night or whenever. It's like, okay. So, you know.
Right. So expansion.
If you're not expanding, you're dying.
That's what they say. That is what they say.
Look at my waistline. No, I'm just kidding. It's shrinking. It's shrinking.
So now. There's more to that, though. There's more to what you're doing than just the teaching, because you've got production projects and directing and it's casting stuff going on. So tell me a little bit about that side of things.
Absolutely. They all sort of seem to go together. We do casting. We just cast a series of promos for the Weather Channel. We did some stuff from Cartoon Network. We've cast some films that have won film festival awards and things like that. So we've got a variety of things that we're casting. And we do voiceover. We train people to do voiceover in all aspects, whether it's commercial, narration, animation, audiobooks, you name it. We produce the demos. If people have an audition, we can produce that. If they book a job, we can produce that. A lot of our students have been booking.
That's great.
And directing, I'm just finishing up something I'm directing now called Santa's Boot Camp.
Okay.
And it stars 50 kid and teen actors that I train.
Nice.
You know, most people find a script and they find actors to be in it. I'm kind of the reverse. I have my actors and then I write a script so they all can be in it to get an experience being on the set.
Awesome.
So my philosophy is, look, once you get on the set and you understand what's happening and you get in front of the camera and that clapstick claps right in front of your nose and you've got to do it. And once you understand what's expected of you, you can recreate that.
Yeah.
Anything, like anything else.
Practice. The real, being in the real environment.
You can do it in class, but it's just not quite the same as when you're on the set.
So tell me about the Cannes Film Festival project you've got going on.
All right. Over the years, I've had 3 films of mine premiere in the Cannes Film Festival, and it's just an incredible time. Magical place. Anything can happen. Last time I was there, I met Harvey Weinstein.
Nice.
So he doesn't call me back these days, but I'm going to see him this year. I'm sure he's just busy.
I'm sure. I'm sure he has your number, like, right on the top of his stack.
I'm sure. The thing that's interesting about this is that I'm going to have a 2-week acting intensive program in Cannes during the film festival. And there'll be 4 classes before we go to Cannes. One is on with me on business marketing and networking, so that when you're there, you have the materials you need, you're able to talk to people, understand how this works. We'll have a workshop on introduction to French culture, so you understand the environment which you'll be living in for 2 weeks. And then we have a class on character development and improv for film, because every actor on the program is going to act in a film that will premiere while we're there. So we have partnered with the Creative Minds in Cannes Filmmakers Institute, and they have all these filmmakers come from all over the world to study and train in Cannes during the festival, and they all make short films that premiere during the festival, and then industry people watch the films and they award awards. Well, we are the supplier of their actors.
Very cool.
So the actors that go on the trip will act in at least one, sometimes maybe more, depending on what the scripts are, what they write. And they'll get training with me every day. I'll send them out into the world to see movies and to network and to go to parties and whatever else they want to do while they're there. And then they'll come back and we'll check in and we'll talk about this relationship or that relationship or how to do this. And then we'll have the training for the actor so they prepare for their film and all kinds of stuff.
So we should be clear. It's an audition to get to go to this.
I only have so many spaces. And because there's only, you know, I can't take everybody.
Yeah.
I would love to take everybody. That's just my personality. But yeah, you have to audition, and in the audition, it's not about your credits. It's about your talent and about your drive, why you want to go, what you want to get out of it, because it is a learning experience ultimately.
Yeah.
We give you the tools and you got to make the magic happen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not making any promises or guarantees, but the entire industry is there for 2 weeks. And last time I was there, I made a friendship with the manager of one of the guys from Twilight. So she manages one of the guys from Twilight, and actually put together a deal where he was going to star in a movie of mine. But this is right before Twilight came out, so nobody knew who he was at the time. And now everybody's like, if we had that movie in the can, man, we'd be set.
Yeah. Things changed a little for that
guy. Things changed.
Just a little.
But, you know, it's like anything else. You know, people wanted us to have something tangible.
Yeah.
So we've got more projects we're working on now, and we'll be loaded up and ready to go to Cannes in that regard as well.
So how many people do you anticipate bringing?
I'm approximately 20.
That's great.
Approximately 20 students.
All ages?
All ages. I'm limiting it to 5 actors under the age of 18. They have to bring their parent with them.
Right.
Because I'm not going to babysit. I just can't.
What?
Is that terrible to say?
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it.
I don't want to hold the responsibility for someone under the age of 18 in the middle of this international film festival. So,
right.
So, you know, if they want to bring a parent or a grandparent, that's fine. Most everybody else will be over the age of 18, and they can go out and they can pair up or go in groups and, you know, network and meet people and find the young filmmakers and find the established filmmakers and find the producers and the distributors. I mean, everybody. People that you can't see in Hollywood are at the coffee shop in Cannes.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing. It's got to be a really incredible environment.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it. Last time I was there, I was sitting at Eden Rock, which is a 5-star hotel, probably 6-star on a 5-star scale.
Right.
And it's right on the Mediterranean. It's on the cap over by Antibes. And I was sitting there with a couple of friends, and we were talking about whatever we were talking about. And we got ready to go. And I gave up my seat, my table, so that Clint Eastwood could have it. I figured he was worthy enough to sit there.
Yeah, that was mighty nice of you. I'm sure he appreciated that as well. Did you slip me your number also as you were walking out? Here you go, Clint.
I didn't. Maybe this time.
So if somebody...
Next time I'll just slip him a script. Hey, I got it. Clint's in town.
Oh, yeah?
Clint's acting in a movie in town right now.
Oh, I think I did see that somewhere. Well, before we move off the subject of this project and the studio altogether... If somebody wants to audition or find out more about the classes, how do they find you?
They go to our website, which is www. You don't even need to type that in anymore, do you?
I don't think so.
CreativeStudiosOfAtlanta.com.
Yeah, I think the www, you just aged yourself, I think.
I know. Well, you know, I remember a time when there was no internet.
Me too. Isn't that sad?
I remember a time when there was no cell phones.
Me too. We had to
actually talk to people.
We're going to have to start lying about that so people think we're younger. That's all I'm saying.
You're not?
Nope. But I'm going to start lying right now as of today.
Well, I believe you.
You just have to get on my team.
You look nice.
Thank you. See, I told you, all compliments are allowed. So before we wrap up...
You guys should see what she's wearing today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oops. So hot. I want to talk to you a little bit just about the culture of film and TV in Atlanta, because it's definitely changed over the years. So, and you've been here back and forth at least all along. So tell me kind of where how you see it now, where you see it going.
It's just getting better and better all the time. In the late 80s, early 90s, you know, we were in what we called the heyday of Hollywood here in Atlanta back then, because we had one or two series happening here.
Yeah.
We had In the Heat of the Night.
Right.
We had All Fly Away. Then we had Savannah, the Aaron Spelling thing. We had a few movies shoot here, Glory, Driving Miss Daisy, you know.
Very Southern specific.
Forrest Gump. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so some of the local actors got to work in those movies, and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And then we had this unfortunate thing that happened that dried everything up, and no productions came to Atlanta for over a decade. It's a whole long story. I don't want to get into that. But
that'll be for another show.
That'll be for another
show. Episode.
But just suffice to say that something happened to cause the budget of one film project to escalate tremendously, and that kept everybody from coming to Georgia, because Georgia was supposed to be a cheap place to shoot.
Sure.
So, you know, 10, 12, 15 years go by without, you know, very little production, very, very little production. And then some very intelligent people around here got the idea to put together this tax incentive, and they
right.
got the government to go along with it. And that has been driving production here.
When did that start?
Maybe about 3 years ago, three,
okay.
4 years ago, they started doing that. And it's just started picking up. And now... I'm guessing there's about 12 different TV series that shoot here
yeah.
and movies all the time. I've got actors working constantly.
Yeah. So people, I know a lot of people think if you're going to act, you need to go to L.A. or New York. That's it.
I wouldn't go to L.A. or New York now. There's too much work to be had here.
Yeah.
The thing that stops actors, in my opinion, is they don't understand what's expected of them on a professional level. We just had Alan Hooper at our studio, who's the casting associate for a show called Modern Family. You may have heard of it.
Little show.
He did two workshops here, and he basically told everybody point blank, this is the level that you have to be acting at to even be considered.
Yeah.
And so a lot of actors who understand what is expected of them will book, and they'll book a lot. And actors who are ignorant of the fact that they have to learn something. I was one of those actors. I came from the stage, and I had starred in plays. I played all kinds of roles. And I thought that because I was such a tremendous stage actor that I could do film very easily.
Yeah.
And I did not understand I didn't understand it until I learned. And once I learned, oh, my God, I was doing everything wrong. And no wonder I didn't get any callbacks or bookings or anything. But once I learned what was expected of me and how to go about my business, then I just started booking. I started booking. And that's what I teach my actors now. I teach, this is what you have to understand. This is what you have to do when you have an opportunity.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you get some credits under your belt, then go on to L.A.
Right.
Or if you're young, if you're a kid or a teenager and you get a good agent or manager in L.A. and you want to go out there for a few months for pilot season or for summer season, absolutely.
Yeah. But I think you make a good point, which is it's a perfectly good place to kind of hone your craft here. There's lots of opportunities. There's lots of roles. There's plenty of agents. There's, you know, a lot going on.
Absolutely. You know, I have a few actors that were in The Blind Side, and, you know, a one-line role in The Blind Side carries more weight in Hollywood than a starring role in an independent feature that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah, sure. And those things are happening here. There's so many projects going on. It's crazy. Every time you turn around.
I don't know. There's stars everywhere. I mean, we were casting the Billy Crystal movie at our studio. I mean, Jackie Birch was the casting director, and she held the auditions there. So, you know, we have had a lot of castings come through our studio. And, you know, our studios are available for people to rent. We've had people rent and do castings. The people hired us to do the casting.
Sure.
We've had people, you know, some people come to us and say, Ken, we just don't know the actors in town. Can you point us toward who the good actors are? Absolutely.
So did a lot of that for you just come out of networking and just being good with chatting with people and relationships that you've had, or how are you finding that business?
Yeah, a lot of it is relationships, absolutely, because you've got to know people. You know, if I know an actor's work, or if I know or a producer knows my work, then they're going to hire me, or I'm going to hire that actor, bring that actor in.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything works together in unison. And if I do my job well by showing a producer good actors, then that producer looks good to his clients or her clients, and they'll bring me back again. But
right.
if the actors don't do their job, then their agent looks bad. I look bad to the producer, and the producer goes somewhere else next time.
Sure, sure. So where do you see the future for Atlanta? Do you think it's going to even continue to grow? Has it reached its peak? Where are we on this scale?
I think it's only going to get bigger and better.
Yeah.
I mean, like Billy Crystal, Bette Midler were just in town. Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn are still here shooting a movie. Clint Eastwood's in town shooting a movie. Robert De Niro's in town shooting a movie. I mean, there's so many people coming to Atlanta. You know, there's more series coming here. I just see it getting bigger and bigger. As long as we have these tax incentives in place, and the actors do their job and the crew people do their job, even though they still are bringing some crew people in from L.A.
Yeah.
You know, it's only going to get better and better.
And more opportunities for local people, you think, as well?
Gosh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. The local people I know that have worked have done stellar work. And it's just a matter of these people coming in from out of town having the confidence in the local people.
Yeah.
And little by little that will change, you know, or, you know, production costs will be so high that they'll have to hire local people, and the local people will have to do their job.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Well, it'll be interesting to see where we are in another 10 years.
For example, let me just say one thing. I went and saw the movie Footloose.
Yeah.
that was shot here, and they hired a lot of local talent.
Yeah.
A ton of local talent on the crew and on the cast. It was fabulous.
Well, there you go.
It was a fabulous film. So, you know, get them seeing that. And then some, there's the Ben Stiller movie shooting in town. I think they've brought almost everybody from L.A., you know.
Interesting.
There's only a few crew people local and a few actors who are local. So it's just a matter of trust.
Getting them comfortable. Yeah. All right. One more time, give your contact information so people can find you.
All right. Our phone number is 404-355-4588. 404-355-4588. Our website is creativestudiosofatlanta.com. Creative Studios, plural. creativestudiosofatlanta.com. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Ken Feinberg of Creative Studios of Atlanta, for being here. We really appreciate it. This has been Showbiz Atlanta.